Shinjuku in 3D, a cathedral in splats, and Jellyfin's founding developer steps back. A 3JS-based 3D visualization of Shinjuku Station, described as the busiest railway station on Earth, handling around 3.5 million passengers per day across dozens of platforms and multiple interconnected rail lines, scored 233 points and 52 comments. The visualization was assessed in discussion as genuinely useful for wayfinding, since the station is famously disorienting even for frequent visitors. A Gaussian splat tour of Grace Cathedral in San Francisco's Nob Hill neighborhood drew 184 points and 43 comments. The technique represents a scene as a collection of three-dimensional Gaussian distributions with color and opacity properties, and the implementation was noted for its handling of the cathedral's stained glass lighting. A 2012 essay by graphics programmer Sean Barrett, Corners Don't Look Like That, resurfaced with 174 points and 72 comments. Barrett's critique targets screen space ambient occlusion, a widely used real-time graphics technique, arguing that conventional SSAO implementations systematically darken edges and corners in ways that do not match physical light behavior. The discussion noted that the visual artifacts have become so common over 14 years that many artists and players have internalized them as simply how 3D looks, a case of a technical error calcifying into a perceptual norm. The open source community's most discussed story of the day was the departure of Andrew Reitmayer, founding developer of Jellyfin, the open source media server that launched in 2018 as a community fork of MB after MB moved to a partially proprietary model. The announcement scored 261 points and 212 comments. Rotmeyer's forum post was described as measured, and comments ranged from expressions of gratitude for 8 years of work to substantive debate about project governance when founding contributors leave. Observers noted that Jellyfin's ongoing rationale, providing a free alternative to MB's paid model, creates durable motivation for the contributor base to continue, though the outcome remains uncertain. On the hardware side, a custom CPU architecture on which the author successfully ran Doom scored 85 points and 19 comments. The achievement of running the 1993 IDEED software game on non-standard hardware has become a community benchmark for decades because the program requires graphics, sound, and input handling to work together on whatever platform is targeted. Arduino's new plug-and-play long-range sensor modules, reportedly supporting LoRaWAN-style communication, were noted as potentially addressing a gap in IoT prototyping by making remote sensor connectivity accessible without custom RF engineering.